Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the next installment of the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
My other co-host, Sunshine.
I'm a co-host now, huh? That's cute. Anyways, how's it going, Josh Brolin?
You're sort of a sub-co-host. I mean, you don't have official co-host status, but there's nothing else to really call you.
Yeah.
I called you an associate for a while, but that just sounds stupid. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I had to check my phone there. Turned on silent. Because I am going to take calls. Well, I was going to leave my phone on to where, because I want to be able to hear it if somebody calls. Because I know if I turn it on silent, I'll completely disregard it. But if it's on full volume, you're going to be able to pick it up through here, and it's going to get annoying.
You could mute the text just so you get calls. Well, that's just too much fucking work.
Everybody wants to message us during, like, through the Ustream thing.
We're popular guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Ann or John, whoever, I haven't heard from my brother all day. It's weird. I'm going to start checking car trunks for him. Just message us through the Facebook, because getting it on my phone is annoying. And getting, I don't know.
Even though it still dings on your phone. I mean, why wouldn't it?
I don't know. I like doing everything. Like, I always have the Facebook ready to go through my iPad. Everything, Facebook is easier.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Plus, if you're not, well, yeah, you're right. It'll still make a noise through the phone. But
can't you just turn off the push notifications if you've got it pulled up in your iPhone and iPad anyways?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I probably should have done that before the show, huh?
It would have been a, yeah, whatever.
You'd think you'd have shit, like, ready to roll when we got here, but
everything was ready to roll. You walked in and everything was set up. Don't give me shit, Zach. Why are you trying to bust my balls now?
I'm being sarcastic.
I've always been good to you.
This was actually really, yeah, I don't think we've ever had it this perfect, where it's like, chairs were inside, you had everything going, I set up the Ustream by, like, 5:45, it was done.
The only problem is that your vocals weren't coming through. Last week...
No, they probably still aren't right now. I don't know.
Last week, you could hear AJ way better than Zach, which is obviously a problem.
AJ, thoughts? Thoughts?
Yeah. Did you listen to last week's show?
I did not.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me, now that AJ is here, we've brought it up before. I'm going to try to not make him leave.
If you fucking talk about this,
why can we not talk about it?
You can talk about it, but I don't want to be here for it. It's very, very fucking embarrassing.
I won't say any, like, lyrics or anything. I just want to talk about
why. No, I know you. You can't help yourself. You're going to say that, and then you're going to do it anyway.
Can we talk about why we can't talk about it?
Can we discuss this off the air and maybe come back to it next week?
We've discussed it on the air before.
No, you've just talked at me before. That's not a discussion.
No.
It's everybody knows...
What the fuck are you talking about?
The Asian and I used to make rap tunes in high school. Everybody knows that. We've talked about it before.
Off the... have we talked about it on the air?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I know we've talked
it's
about it
It's been mentioned,
the air.
And I told him exactly
and
what
I threw out
right
excerpts
now.
And stuff in the past before I knew that this was such a sensitive topic.
Why are you...
And I won't do that because I don't want him to leave, but I know that I could... I know
why
that he
you,
would.
Why are you leaving so far
bad.
Away from it?
Yeah,
it
why
very,
is it such a
very big... fucking bad.
Who cares?
I care.
We were kids.
Okay, well, maybe you can just talk about your stuff then.
Okay,
I don't
but you
be
see,
a part of this, man.
This is where it gets complicated because what I really want to do.
And I know that as soon as you start playing this, we're gonna get fucking deluged by John and Andrew.
Look, I would like to someday. I would honestly play mine on the air if I could for our audience to hear because I don't care. I think it's funny. I like to make fun of it. It's goofy as shit. Who cares?
Right.
Ann says you have to talk about it. Tell AJ to stop being a pussy. See, but why would you care about it that much?
I just find it really embarrassing, and I don't want it out there for
but
other
the
people
fact
to
that you the fact that you feel embarrassed about it is what makes it something that's great to talk about.
And you can talk about it when I'm not here. That's fine. Just tell me, so don't waste the drive.
Can we all agree that AJ is taking this very seriously?
Well, it's
he's
it's
acting
not,
like he
I'm
had
not disputing it.
He's I acting mean, like he was picked up for potentially like molesting a child or something. We're talking about his allegation. Yeah, this
if
is,
it was a hot child, I'd be less embarrassed about that than about this.
Why? Who
I'm not,
cares?
I'm not gonna lie. Considering how far this has been blown up, these had better be some really funny rap tunes.
They're not. It's not that good. It's
no,
not even,
it's bad. It great. Is everything you hoped it would be, and worse.
Okay. I would love to play it. I'll totally listen to myself. I'm trying to remember some of my old lyrics. I don't remember. I know I had one. I had a chorus to one.
We don't need to talk about each other's lyrics.
Now I won't talk about AJ's because obviously he's very sensitive. But God, I want to. I can't take any calls
See,
from
I,
John
why
this
did
week.
You have to bring
I can't
this up? Why?
Because it's a great topic.
Was AJ a better rapper than you were?
No.
But <it's>, well, that's what I thought. I was like, well, shit, if his lyrics are better.
I would say his lyrics were substantially more profound, but his delivery was substantially worse. Now, See, what I thought was a cool rap name, I didn't want to use my actual name, so I went by Sparky Green. You know,
Sparky
you get it?
Green.
Yeah, it's goofy, you know, like smoking weed, Spark Green.
Oh,
that,
yeah, I got it.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not great.
Your boy 2 Chainz, Ryan, used to call himself Titty Boy.
Who did that?
Oh, yeah.
2 Chainz.
Who's 2 Chainz?
He's a very famous rapper now, but he used to be part of Ludacris's posse, and he went by the name Titty Boy.
Titty Boy.
No, yeah, that's not very good.
Ludacris. With boy spelled B-O-Y, so you know it's urban and hip.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Hey, you should tell Kyle about that. He can put it in a Facebook status.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That is now, something Kyle would do, though. That
I remember
exactly like something Kyle
would do. I don't remember any specific like my verses. And John, if you're John, has been I'm telling you, I don't know where he is, but if he's listening, Colin, tell me some of my lyrics because I know he has all my old songs.
Let's not take I know any phone my calls chorus. From John because he's just going to use it as an excuse to fucking rag on me. And you quit fucking smiling. You knew this was your fucking
John.
Plan. Fuck you, no.
John, if you're going to call in, only talk about my lyrics and not AJ.
Right, because John's going to do that.
You okay. can make fun of AJ in every capacity besides Slim AJ.
That's not what I called myself, by the way. The real name was more embarrassing. Don't fucking
What
say
is the
it.
Real name?
Let it go.
Dude, I asked everyone I know about this, and no one could come up
Dude,
with what the real name
I'm
was.
I'm serious.
Everyone said Slim AJ.
I'm walking off this program.
Why?
So how
Why
serious
did you take this so serious?
You
oh, wasn't that serious
me,
at all.
When you messaged
no, I mean,
me this morning, I fucking
No, we weren't serious at all
up.
About it. It was just
Why
a hobby.
Why did you say I'm not going to bring it up?
I remember the one of the...
Wait, hold on. Talk about this exchange you had this morning.
Oh,
okay.
I deleted it, actually. Okay. So, no, it's still on there.
You can't even keep, like, a discussion okay. about it around. It's AJ, seriously,
yes,
truth,
I
it's like it's a...
the relevant things.
It's a body hidden in his backyard.
So, wait,
something.
What did you say that he was like, I... Because you said you knew he was going to
He started quoting
okay.
my lyrics, and I told him, dude, I do not want to fucking
First of all,
talk
it wasn't a direct
song.
Quote. I was doing it in, like, a wise-ass manner, but I was throwing in some of his lyrical, his lyrical essence was blended into the conversation, yes, which clearly did not sit well with him because when I sent it, he didn't respond at all. So I sent him a message saying, not funny, and he just said, nope.
You have the biggest shitting grin right now, dude.
Exactly. Like, he knows he's hitting new heights of jackassery every single thing he says.
But I still refrain from actually exposing anything you said.
Yeah, until John calls, and you're like, no, John, don't say that. Dude, okay, John, now what do you think about
There's no
that?
Way John's listening, he already would have called. I guarantee you.
Right, right. So if he calls, can I trust you not to take that call this week?
No, you cannot trust me not to take that call. Now, if he is listening, and he knows me well, he knows the way I treat my radio program, I take it seriously, and I actually ask you not to bring up any of those lyrics or do that, I mean it. Otherwise, I'm going to instantly...
I mean it.
I will instantly hang up the phone, I promise. But I do not have to hang up the phone for any making fun of you that doesn't have to do with the raps.
Like, John would make fun of me for anything else after hearing all
Of course he would. John called in on the Halloween special and goofed on you, or the other one when you weren't here.
Did he? Well, maybe on the one where I wasn't here.
Yes.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, no, he, what did you say?
I don't remember.
He said something about it. He, like, striking criticism.
Oh, I said, AJ's not here, and John just instantly went into, like, like AJ voice. But I remember the chorus to one of my songs was, Sparky Green, Cannabis Fiend, Always Riding Clean, Sparky Green. That was the hook. That was it. Of course, I did it and tried to sound like, did you not remember that correctly? I appreciate
that. No, I don't remember that. I was just kind of thinking, riding clean, I believe, means riding without drugs in the car, but you just made a reference to being hot.
No, I thought making, like, right in a clean ride was the term. Now, if you remember, I feel like our go-to reference for the, urban Afro-American culture back then was B-San because he kind of led the...
Well, he sure thought he did.
He led the revolution in this aspect
he
of
was
our
like,
youth.
I know 2 black guys, dude.
Oh, man. I wish he was listening. I would definitely like for him to call in.
So B-San isn't black.
I will tell you... No,
I mean, I don't
not.
Know. I've never met the guy. His name is fucking B-San.
No, it's like a white Snoop Dogg, except now he has long hair and a goatee, but... No, he, back in the day, he was very, very fucking into that. I think he believed, like, he was a gangster. He talked about it so often that he really thought
he
was.
He did. He thought he was, like, the white Snoop Dogg, where they did have some physical similarities, I will not admit. Both, like, unbelievably, shockingly skinny.
The Dynamite Hack, Boys in the Hood covers, like, his anthem.
Maybe.
He probably would have looked down on Dynamite Hack, like,
probably,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're disrespecting the craft. I'll tell you what, though. I will end this conversation right now if AJ will tell me what his actual fucking name was.
I don't want to.
Just the name? You can't even say the name?
It's fucking embarrassing.
It's not that embarrassing. It's,
you know what? I'm not going to do it. Fuck
dude, me. I can't even tell you how many embarrassing things I did when I was a kid that now, like, I can look back and laugh at. Why can you not look back and laugh at this?
Can we talk about some of the embarrassing things you did as a kid?
This was, like, 12 years ago.
How old were you then?
I was, like, 17 or 18.
Yeah. I could drive, so it must have been at least 16.
I was, like, 17 or 18. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
It really bothers Andrew, though.
It does, so, which is why I asked you not to fucking bring this up. But
we've talked about it before, and I didn't. I have not exposed you in any way. You cannot be butthurt.
Except now it's going to be the elephant in the room for every show from now on. Like, this was your plan all along.
Did you honestly think I could never, ever address the elephant?
I don't think it was an elephant until just
honestly,
now.
I thought the show would be dead like five episodes after the original cast left. But...
Here we are. Wow.
15 yeah. episodes later, going strong.
Yeah, thanks for keeping us alive. Anybody who wants to call in and talk about this, please call 214-455-0534. I would like Ryan to make a status right now letting people know they can call my personal number to talk to us right now.
You
show.
Post your number?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Thank you.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, well, come on, just tell us the name.
No.
Dude, it can't be worse than Sparky Green.
It doesn't matter because you're just waiting for somebody to call in so they can make fun of me. So
do I need to call BSN to get the name? You know he knows.
Do you even have his number?
I might. I think it might be saved in my phone as BSN. I can't believe Ann hasn't said anything about this. Ann, come on! Weigh in here!
Yeah.
I don't want her to say any of the names. I just wanted to weigh in about it, though. That's all.
And also to say the name. That would be cool, too.
She doesn't know the name.
Really?
Yes, I sent a text to both Ann.
See, he's even sending texts now. Being like, "Hey, call in and talk about this." Fuck you, dude.
No,
all right? We're done.
I sent a text to both of them saying, "What was AJ's rap name?" And they both said Slim AJ, which is what I thought.
And if they respond with what it actually was, are you going to say that on the
fuck,
air?
What was just... it? I have the best memory of anyone I know. Why can't I come up with this name?
So you would agree, he's like going way out of his way to be a dick here on purpose, correct?
Zach, yeah, have I?
I think it's funny.
Have I really done anything that was dickish?
No, you're not saying the lyrics.
Have I exposed him on anything?
Except that I've asked you over and over and over again to let it go, and you won't.
Oh, because you do that with me, huh? You never bring up things you know will tweak me, you think will piss me off?
Can you give an example from the show? Where other people could hear it. Where I called other people
yes,
trying to bring
but you throwing it in only exposes the fact that you did it even more, and it just draws attention to it.
Like what you're doing right now, for instance.
No, not at all like that. This affects me now. The things that you fucking throw out there. What are you saying?
Is that the status?
Put in your number, man.
Oh, okay. You couldn't just have me tell you the number?
You
and
don't
now
have
I
have
to,
number?
I have to be talking. Yeah, it's kind of like my job.
I was going to say, you're his producer, for fuck's sake.
Anybody bring any topics this week?
Yeah, of course I did. Allied 5 was my topic. That was the name of our crew, by the way. Because it was five of us. The Allied 5.
So I came up with Allied Forces.
So,
how many of these idiots gathered? But...
What was... Oh, wait, hold on. I messed up a number. What was Kyle's name?
I had like four. I think Case
Skrilla. Case
Skrilla,
that's what it was. Mechanics was B-San.
Mechanics?
Yeah, Mechanics. But there's five of us. Who's the fifth one?
This sounds like an awesome time.
What's
his name?
Fucking Joel was a member for like 3 minutes. Brent, perhaps.
Ann said AJ is way too sensitive.
Well, Ann, when you have a radio show, you can handle it however you want.
Ooh. I'm sure she's extremely discouraged from wanting to hear about Slim AJ. But no, in references to me and my current personal life / status, you have made several condescending wise-ass jokes specifically to dig at me on a personal level throughout the course of the time you've been here, which I don't know that I've ever done to you. And this is something that nobody even cares about, and you're giving me shit for it, acting like I'm some kind of, like I had some sort of agenda to break AJ's balls.
I would say anything where I felt that you really were like, it was getting down to a level where you were really personally embarrassed about it, I think I just let it go. I didn't hammer it, I didn't try and bring other people in to talk about it. Some more.
But you know what's really funny about this subject? If AJ would have just like talked about it openly with me and we would have joked around and laughed a little bit, this topic would have been dead in like a 2.5 minutes. We have nothing to talk about. But
no,
now he's exposed himself. Is this something that really bothers him?
You already knew it fucking bothered me. You wouldn't have let it go. You would have kept on hammering me.
I haven't really hammered you that much.
You don't feel like you're hammering me right now?
No, I don't.
I feel like that.
I feel like he's defensively hammering me. What do you feel like, Ryan? Come on, lean forward. You know people need to hear you, man.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel like you're hammering him.
I don't either. I think I've been pretty gentle. Considering the way that I usually conduct myself on the show, as far as hammering people to get information out of them, I've been pretty calm on this. And, god damn it, what's his fucking name? It's not Slim AJ. What is it? I won't bring it up the rest of the show if you just tell me the name. People can't hear you when you talk about Goliath like that.
At this point, him telling you the name would be conceding defeat, so... I don't think he's ever going
to
tell you. Really.
So you want me to drop the name? I mean, you want me just to drop this whole subject? I'll drop it now.
Okay.
I got pretty much all I wanted to out of this, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But since I'm busting AJ's balls, three different times he gave you and I shit for saying doing good, which we did it on purpose as a way because it sounds like more organic discussion. And he says, oh, doing well. Yet when we're talking about Plenty of Fish on episode 32 or 31, he says, yeah, I think there's a lot of catfishes out there. Like, that's fucking proper grammar. I just happened to be listening to that episode yesterday. It bothered me. Just say, I think there's a lot of catfish or they're actual people, but you said catfishes, and I don't like that. So it's like saying sperms. Or deers.
You
or shrimps.
Any of those geese flying south for the winter?
Exactly.
When did you listen to episode 32?
Yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, this is something that was like right at the top of my list, right under Allied 5.
I know you probably heard that and you were like, motherfucker. Like, I can goof on him for that.
It did. It made me mad. I was like, fishes. I don't like that.
What is it supposed to be? Just catfish?
Fish.
Yeah.
Damn it. And send me another message. Now I missed it because I need to figure out a good way to manage these messaging things. I can't have Ryan do it. I need to be able to see it when it happens.
I like that we pulled in a producer, and yet half the shit that a producer should do, you're like, I can't let Ryan do that. I have to watch that. Like, I have it's to true. Monitor that shit. Which I do, too. It's like the Ustream. Ryan's like, I can do that. I'm like, no. I got this. Like, I didn't.
I'm a little bummed this week. We haven't heard anything from John. We haven't heard anything from Christine. Is she not listening?
She is. Okay. She commented on the Facebook status.
And said, okay, move on. Now nice. This is getting boring. I love when AJ busts your balls, but I feel like he's just being a dick about this.
How's it going, Ann? Well said.
No, you gotta lean in, man. You can't sit back. You're climbing up again like you did the first episode.
We're good.
No, we're not good. Zach, will you move the arm over to his mouth? There, and will you lean over just a little bit to your left?
There we go.
That's how we're going to do the show now, because that's the way AJ wants it.
This sucks, dude.
Just do it for a while.
Fuck this.
He's seriously just playing on his phone during the show. Did you have any topics, Andrew?
You pushed me to this, man.
Did I really push him to this?
No.
I don't think so either.
That's fine.
Look, that's kind of the whole dynamic of the show, though. Like, what fucking episode you guys keep saying thanks partner? Yeah, thanks partner.
Halloween special.
And I didn't care at the time.
Is that like a personal dig at you, though? Like, does that call up something in your past that you
know? LN5 isn't a personal dig at him. It's not in any way insulting towards him.
Holy shit, let me finish my point. Sorry. For fuck's sake. And afterwards, I didn't say it on the air, but I was like, holy, like, after I listened to the show, I was like, dude, we said that way too many times.
Way too much.
By the end of it, I was fucking saying it. And you guys were like, yeah, thanks, partner. And then ever since, it's been like a running joke. Like, we'll say that because it makes Zach mad. It doesn't. I don't care that much. It's just, yeah, I like to think that other people are like, wow, they say an awful fucking lot in one episode. And I don't know. But we keep doing it on the show. You guys keep it fucking alive because you know what pisses me off?
Yeah, where I feel like I can't even make a joke about the Allied 5 thing where AJ's going to play on his phone the entire episode.
Whenever you're ready to let this go, I'll be happy to come back.
It is gone. We're not even talking about it anymore.
It could be worse. He could message you on Facebook afterwards about it.
Yeah, put your phone away. Come on. Be part of the team.
Okay. What do you got?
What's going on with the Plenty of Fish girl?
Actually, I was talking to her last texting her last
Talk
Friday.
At least put your mouth
text
towards
her last Friday. No response to a query, and I've sent her a couple messages since then with no response, so I don't know, maybe she got hit by a bus or something, so.
That's probably it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to speculate. I mean, God knows why, you know, not everything, things don't always work out, but I would say on a site like Plenty of Fish, it's very possible that you meet one person, you do one thing, and there's just another person that pops up, and maybe, who knows.
Sure. Yeah.
She's pulling a John. Off the fucking grid.
Off the grid.
What is that about?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna call him and see. I'm gonna try to call him.
No.
Dude, I will not say anything about I swear to God, I will not say anything about the LED.
Yeah,
but okay, but if John brings it up,
I will hang up on him, I swear to God.
You're such a dick, dude.
Dude, I really will, I swear. Oh shit, you call me twice. it's turning my phone on. I swear, man, I will tell him not to do it.
Kevin, you make this call. I'm going to walk out for the night.
Don't walk out. I will tell him not to say anything about the Allied 5, man. Dude, seriously, don't leave. Don't say anything about the Allied 5 thing. What's going on?
Oh, I just called in to talk about the Allied 5 thing.
dude, seriously, AJ actually left. And I'm not going to stop him because if you're going to be a little bitch like that, I'm not going to kiss your ass and beg you to stay. If you're going to get up and walk out like a fucking kid, I'm not going to stop you.
Jesus Christ.
Tell him to just sit back with a nice cobra rolling rod.
That's part of his. That was part of his lyric. Dude, seriously, he was so gay about that, man. Dude, come on. Even if we let it go, though, you admit that that was douchey of him just now to get up and leave because I answered your phone call.
Yeah, what a girl.
Like, I'm supposed to watch out for AJ's feelings and ignore the people listening to my show.
I can't believe he just left.
I can't either. That's the douchiest, the pussiest, douchiest, faggiest thing that anyone has ever done on this show, dude. I'm fucking angry. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking douche, faggot, asswipe. Get the fuck out of here. God, that makes me angry.
Yeah, what a dick.
I'm sorry for saying faggot to anyone that's offensive to, but dude, seriously, that was so gay what he just did. That makes me angry. Does that not make you guys mad? He just bailed on us.
Well, that was stupid as fuck. That was Christine.
I never even really insulted him directly in any way.
No. That's surprising, man.
I tiptoed around it and he got up and left. Even John, being on the phone, hasn't said anything that would make him get up and leave.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Huh.
What'd you say?
I can dish it out, but I can't take it.
That is exactly correct. AJ will dish it out all day, but I didn't even give it back to him, man.
Yeah, no.
I could have done a whole segment goofing on him for this, and I didn't. I did nothing. My sister says, wow, AJ is such a baby in all capital letters.
Dude.
I really can't believe that just happened.
Wow.
That was the douchiest thing anyone's ever done on the show.
I've threatened to do that, but like never once have I ever thought when we're actually recording, like, I'm going to get up and leave. Like, fuck that, dude.
I've thought several times in my life, I will do something that will make AJ leave the show. I never thought it would be this. If anything, I thought it would be John and I doing like the making fun of him thing. Like, yeah, I like to give everybody shit, but I'm a huge pussy.
God.
John, just do an AJ impression for a minute while I sit here silent, then calm down.
I like to dish out hard commentary, but if you throw it back at me, I'm just going to leave. I'm not even going to get into my personal relationships, but I'm going to ask you all about cubic zirconia.
It is true, dude. He asks about the cubic zirconia thing like every week and gives me shit for not talking about it. He won't talk about Allied 5, something from when we were kids, from 10 years ago, that has absolutely no pertinence to anything going on today.
Holy hell.
It really makes me mad.
Holy hell.
Dude, John, I gotta get off the phone and focus on this. I'll call you back, alright?
I remember.
Alright.
I remember what the word was last time John was on the phone. Scathing. You said scathing, commentary on AJ.
I would say this week was particularly more scathing, but man, that was so douchey.
I can't believe he fucking
Christine,
left.
And if you guys are listening, please tell me you agree with me on this. Like, that was absolutely ridiculous.
Christine absolutely
We function here on the show as a team. You're supposed to be a team player. Now, say, even if you're in professional sports, which I'm not a fan of, if a catcher gets pissed at a pitcher, if the pitcher walked off the field, everyone would think they're a fucking asswipe for bailing, regardless of what the catcher did. Can we all agree on that?
No, you're right.
You bailed on us.
Yeah.
That is a douche move. That's something I've never done to anyone on the show, no matter what anyone said to me about anything. And I really don't even think he was getting it that hard.
No, yeah, we still don't know his name, but we still didn't say he was lyrics.
Yeah, we still don't know anything about it.
We've learned nothing.
Yeah. He may not even be back next week, but you know what? If you can't function in even the remotest professional capacity, not to mention the dancing around we have to do of AJ's fucking bullshit. We have to wait for him every week to get here. He shows up. He expects us to start right when he gets here. He leaves immediately afterwards. He won't let us say anything about his profession or where he works. And
Even though he said it last week.
He makes me bleep stuff out. And then, I mean, of all the stuff we do, that and then you're going to fucking bail on us.
Yeah, that reminds me. Anybody listening has to know where he works at this point because of last week.
Well, but he never actually said the name.
He did. He did say the fucking name. You know why? Because you said Excelsior.
True.
And he said Star Trek. And he's like, oh yeah, I work at Voyager Car Rentals.
Oh, okay.
You fucking
right.
know
You're
where
right.
he works. Like, I didn't say it, but you fucking know. And then you said something else, car rent. Like, he said car rentals after he said the name.
That
I was
is
like,
a good
dude,
point.
It's out there. Like, you fuck. It. we know where you work.
Anne says, I 100% agree. You said you wouldn't let John talk about it, and he left anyway. That is true. What, can I not take callers?
Well, you called him.
But I missed two calls from him.
Good point. You did miss two calls from
she
John.
She said, wow, what a dick move. And I have to say, of people who should be pissed about this, even maybe even more so than me would be Zach.
Yeah.
Because AJ has hit Zach with a lot of shit over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, dude.
He walk a walk as you, and you're my fucking, you're the co-host, you're my partner.
Yeah, the walk.
And you put up with that shit.
Fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
Every time, dude.
Yep. He's giving you shit for various things.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can't believe that.
Can't believe, man. You finally called him a co-host, and he got up and walked out.
He got up and walked out.
Motherfucker.
It's too bad I'll never hear any of this. I really don't understand why that is.
I would, okay.
Why is that a hanging offense talking about Allied 5, man? What the fuck?
I don't know.
It's so goofy. How can you not goof on stupid? When I was 5 years old, I put on my jumpsuit and my proton pack and went door to door in my neighborhood asking people if I could bust their ghosts.
That's
awesome. Something I did as a child. Will I not talk about that now? No, I'm not ashamed of it. Is it something that was dumb? Of course, but it's something that you did as a kid. You have to be able to look back and laugh at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Howard Stern, you know, one of my idols, would play back these recordings he made of comic book reenactments and stuff like that he recorded when he was a little kid that were super douchey, but you play it because it's interesting and it's fun for the listeners to hear about. AJ wouldn't even give me the slightest little sliver of talking about that kind of stuff, and I think that is a gold mine of stuff to goof on.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to talk about it.
But why? Why is he such a pussy about it?
If you say that you don't want to do something on this show, it is immediately blown up, and we absolutely have to talk about it.
Yeah.
The best way to go is just not say anything at all, and you'll be fine.
Or if you would have just played along with me and not got all sensitive, I wouldn't have talked about it that long, because then it's not that funny. The fact that he was uncomfortable about it is funny, and yes, of course I exploited that. That's my job.
Yeah.
I have to do that.
Did you ever hear about the, this is going to sound completely unrelated, but it's not, the Barbara Streisand effect on the internet? A long time ago, Barbara Streisand, somebody took a picture of, like, her Malibu beach house. And nobody knew it was her beach house except the person who took the picture and posted it on the internet, Barbara Streisand's Malibu beach house. Now, it wasn't a big deal, but her lawyers were like, you have to pull that right now.
Yeah.
And so somebody saw it, some fucking news conglomerate or something, and was like, hey, look at this picture the lawyers wanted to pull. And suddenly everybody fucking knows that's Barbara Streisand's Malibu beach house. And it's this phenomenon on the internet. It's like, if you bring attention to something, even if you're trying to get rid of it, everybody will see it. And that's exactly what happened here. It's like, if he just rolled with it, nobody would have fucking, it would have been the end of it.
No.
We would be talking about something completely different right now. I'd probably be sitting here, waka-walking me, and it'd be fine. But it's not. It's fucking stupid, dude.
I was
it's
really
childish.
Hoping that if somebody was going to unload on AJ this week, it would be you.
I know.
But you didn't unload on AJ. I didn't unload on AJ. I think I was, honestly.
Not while he was here, anyway.
Hold on, let me give the mic over to Ryan. Lean in a little bit. I mean, considering if I know as a friend, I mean, this is, I'm giving him a friendship courtesy that I shouldn't even, because we're on a radio show together, but giving the friendship courtesy, I offered him the opportunity, I did not exploit him or expose anything about this Allied 5 thing, right?
No, you didn't.
And so
you totally told him that you wouldn't talk about it.
And I didn't, and all I did was answer John's call, and John never even said anything about it. Well, he said
he was going to. Let's be honest, he was going to.
I'll admit, I mean, because AJ had the line in there about the smock, but he was fucking with me today, and I made a joke that was like, so much blood, I'll have to wear a smock, because it related to his thing. And that's when he didn't respond, and I said, not funny, and he goes, nope. And I said, all right, man, maybe you need to cool out and just have a rolling rock. Just relax.
All right.
Make sure it's ice cold. Now, I really didn't ever specifically say it like that, but yes, I was directly alluding to it, and you got all defensive. So how, with any good instincts, ever as a radio personality, could I not in some way bring that up on the show tonight?
Okay, for reference, for listeners, and because I'm sure Ryan doesn't know it, and I think it's the funniest fucking line in the world, do you actually want to say the lyric, or do you just want to leave it at that and be, like, respectful of...
No,
because he talked about the lyric a lot.
I want to say it because he fucking left like a little cunt. So I want to say it. The line was, I sit back with an ice cold rolling rock, and then I'll take a meat cleaver to your balls and cock. Spray so much blood, I have to wear a smock. Those are the lyrics from AJ's rap, which I would not have said if he sat here and took it like a fucking man.
You know what we need to do now, right?
What do we need to do?
We need to listen to this now.
All right, I'm gonna talk to John over the break, and I'm gonna see if we can get him to shoot me an MP3, and we can actually listen to some of my stuff. I will actually play it now.
This is like the whole show. It's the rap show.
Dude, he forfeited all rights when he walked out just now, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Have to listen to
you got now. No ground to stand on when you walk out. Like, that is ultimate bitch move.
You're right.
Of any radio program ever. That is the standard rules.
You're right, yeah. It's you get up and leave. Nobody's there to defend
you.
Nope, you're done, dude.
You're branded the bitch who got up and left.
Oh, shit. It's so, almost as bad as when I was branded the bitch that didn't get tased.
It's not, yeah, but AJ's is way worse.
Yeah, you're right.
AJ's is much worse.
Cool.
Speaking of, we got a bunch of other good stuff to talk about. I don't know if we'll ever get off this, but
no,
I also have a great bizarre food for this week.
Do we?
And we'll probably dive into some more Allied 5 stuff when we get back, but we're going
to
take a quick break.
And that motherfucker won't be here to enjoy it.
No, he will not.
Son
but
of
we
a bitch.
Absolutely will.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about the calf. I'm talking about the Allied 5 talk. I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of that.
Yeah, definitely.
And commented on our page, best lyrics ever. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. Back from break, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our producer.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And I want to fill everyone in, for anyone who may have missed it, anyone on Ustream. I opened the show this week by talking about... I vaguely brung up this rap group that Andrew and I had when we were kids. I mean, I'm talking late high school still. And he became so angry. What did I even do that made him walk off the show?
I don't know. You brought up this thing that just he just does not want to fucking talk about. Like, to save his fucking... And he kept saying, like, this morning you texted him about it. Which, I guess you did.
In no relation to the show. It just came up in casual conversation.
And he said he knew, like, as soon as you fucking said it, on the day of the show, you were going to bring it up. Which... I think gave him ample time to prepare. I mean, if you know it's coming, I didn't know it was coming. I had no idea you wanted to talk about this. Know.
And how with a clear conscience, I mean, can I not bring it up? Is it any form of an entertainer of knowing that?
Yeah, no, this show is run by...
Ball busting.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is like, oh, this pisses you off, then we're going to keep doing it till it doesn't anymore.
Which he should know better than anyone.
Yeah, he does that.
He
every
does
fucking
all
show.
The time.
Yeah. That's the whole fucking reason he's here to do that to us.
But keeping in mind that he was sensitive about it, it was something I had to talk to, but even in bringing it up, I kept it, I danced around it.
You did.
I did not say any of his lyrics. Didn't give him shit, didn't say his name, didn't play any of the music, but that is all over now. Do you think that I'm exacerbating it? Well, of course I am. If I play some of the music that Asia and I made when we were kids.
Nothing short of exacerbating it.
But I feel like this mostly reflects back on me. I mean, I'm as douchey as anybody on these raps.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who makes a rap group of a bunch of white guys in high school, it's going to be terrible music. And I like that. I want people to hear me should we just play some of the music?
Yeah, real quick, I was going to say, for listeners, because I know it's good on your phone, but it's not great.
You want a sample?
Yeah, you could, or maybe you could just stick it on the end of the podcast, be like, at the end, there's the music.
No, I want to listen and comment. Let's hear some of our music.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
There's
the beat
right
there.
Now. Sorry.
This is going to be awesome. Snuck up on the stick-up kid. He never saw me coming. I put the gat to his back, and then I told him, don't bother. Who is that?
AJ? I got the bright sun, and I've been well paid, so it's for your corpse that I begun it.
Took him
to an alleyway and then
I made him
kneel down. I can't either. It's the way he talks on the show.
That ain't bad.
No, it's not. No, why is it so good? But it's not that bad.
AJ's just cooked the fool.
AJ just smoked somebody. Oh, this is a long verse. How did it... I might be next. I'm hoping I'm next.
God damn. Bitches whacked up,
smacked up, slapped up, attacked up. This is the other guy, Mechanics, the leader of our group. He's not bad, right?
You said?
Yeah.
He's alright. Sometimes isn't bad. Got my mug on me because I hate you bitches. Leave you in stitches.
strapped to my wrist. It's not that bad. Yeah, I like that. This is better than I remember it being.
Yeah. And once the gas sparks, who shot you? Motherfucker.
You have a lot of guns now. I think I'm next, so here we go. Ready to get douchey. A lot of guns. So you shoot at the OK Corral.
Is that you?
Yeah. I never shot a new one. Your mama be at home sitting on the couch crying. Don't think that you can take me, don't even bother trying. With exit wounds, the blood is gonna spread. Gonna make you a mess, full fragments and brain matter. Fragments and brain matter. Think you good, but shit, I'm better. That's it.
Shit you are.
See, this is what I wanted on this show. Like,
yeah.
we have to look back on these kinds of things and laugh. I mean, how is that not funny? Hear me trying to sound like a gangster rapper? That is great for the show.
Yeah, and he could have goofed on you for your whole bit.
And I never would have played this for him. Ooh, here's my solo track. Here we can get super douchey. This is all me.
You have a solo track.
Yeah, it's called Cannabis Fiend.
Did everybody... Sparky Green.
Sparky Green, man. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is...
Always right.
We're about to get extra douchey. Sparky Green, the Cannabis Fiend. Always riding clean. Sparky Green. I put dubbing on that everything.
That goes great. I fight to inspire, but it's my desire to spit fire, ranking higher a little more every day. This isn't bad, dude. Maybe it's just because I'm, I'm coming from the same background you are,
and
so.
The way AJ makes it sounds so much worse. I'm taking
over. Yeah, dude. No, you can't stop this monopolization. Wanna put vacancies on a reservation. Have you in the back? I really hope this comes across as well on audio as we think it does.
Anyone who's listening to Ustream, text us and let us know what you think of our raps.
I'm sure they can't hear it. There's no way.
Oh, no, they can't hear that. You're right.
Yeah
but that comes from that mic over there. I'm slaying every weekday cause I'm crazing. Johnny Blazing, Triple Hazing, couple more shit than Perry Mason. Cruising in the band. Did I hear him say Perry Mason?
Something like that. Man, you're quick on the mic.
I'm not gonna lie, it's really not as bad as I remember. I thought it was worse than this.
This isn't, I don't know, man.
I got one more I gotta play. I mean, I wanna hear them all. I mean, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it big. We'll do it live.
You got three?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. There's another one with AJ. Oh, wait, no, we heard that one. Hold on.
I'm willing to listen again.
Okay. Dude, it's not as bad as he makes it sound, though.
I haven't shot anybody.
No, yeah. I haven't. I haven't slang rocks or blocks or any of that
shit. I'm sure AJ hasn't either. He might now.
I have no idea what this one is. This is a good beat, though.
Who's that?
I think it's me.
Ah.
This is me.
Sounds pretty good.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. You had good beats?
Yeah, they're not R&B. A couple of them were, but this one's not.
Where'd you get it from?
This is a song. I know this song. I just can't think of what it's called. If anybody knows, nobody can hear it then.
Yeah, you guys have a tone in there? Holy shit.
No, thank you. I just want to hear AJ. I just want to sit through this one until we hear AJ. And on the Ustream, this is our last one, but we can hear it really well.
I think they're trying to block you out. Where's the gunshots?
I want to hear AJ. That's all I care about. This is B-San. Damn, what is this song, though? This was a popular song. Y'all know this beat?
No, I don't.
God, I can almost think of it. Alright, please be AJ. Okay, apparently there's nothing. Alright, well, we'll go ahead and end it there, but, seriously, we did not do anything for... Wait, hold on.
What?
I know them, so I can tell, Ann said. Ann, do you know what that last beat was? Because please tell us. I know that was a popular song back in the day.
Mm. That was
my John says you're wrong. It's as bad as you remember it. No, he's probably right, but still, AJ walked off the show like a total fucking baby, and I'm not only mad, I'm embarrassed for the show because I thought that we held ourselves to a higher standard than to get up and walk off the show, especially for something like that.
Yeah, but now that's happening, we can't be held responsible for what's going to happen in the next, you know, 20 minutes.
And if somebody got into it, like, I mean, say we got into a huge fight that things were, you know, major mud was slung and everybody got mad. It could absolutely happen. And people just got really deep and mean about it. I could see maybe even in that scenario where someone could get mad to the point that they left the show.
Right.
But based off of that, what we had going on just then, none of us can even rationalize what prompted AJ to leave the show.
Yeah, I don't know why. If he had just come on and said why it bothers him so much, you know, it might have, wow, shit.
Yeah.
If he had just come on and said why it bothers him so much, we might have dropped it. We might have been lenient with it. But the fact that he was so closed off about it was just like, we have to fucking address this. And that's all we wanted.
If he had a good reason.
You weren't going to say the name. You weren't going to say any lyrics. You're like, I just want to know why. And that's it. And then we'll drop it. But he wouldn't fucking let up on it. And then 15 minutes in, he gets up and leaves? Fuck that.
And as someone who, you know, a radio personality like myself, you understand where this, that is something from my past that I should want to talk about because it's funny. It's interesting to our listeners to hear that I did some goofy bullshit like
that. I think
that
his lyrics are nothing short of just that one drop. There's a whole bit in there. I didn't even catch them all. But that one bit that bothers him so much is fucking hilarious. That's why everybody
really
remembers
is.
It. And yet, it's like, oh, I'm not going to touch it. It's like, that's funny. I think more of you because that's funny. I don't think less of you for it.
This is not an issue you should try to skirt. And even considering his personal feelings or whatever, I did do that.
Yeah.
I tried to tailor it to his personal fucking feelings.
Yeah.
Which is the gayest thing ever for the Status Bro show, but I did it. And he still ended up getting up and walking out on all of us.
If he had come in and owned it and had said his line, I probably would have been like, what is that from? Because that's really funny. So I came up with it. I'm like, that's really cool, dude.
Yeah.
But no, he pushes it back, and then when it finally comes up on him, he gets up and fucking leaves.
He fucking bailed on it.
And it was because John got on the phone. Don't get me wrong, John can sling some shit, but like, it's a phone call. Like, that's the thing that pushes you over the fucking edge.
Yes, and I hadn't even answered the phone call. Because I answered a call from a listener, he got up and left.
Yeah, this is...
What kind of fucking radio show is that? Alright, do you want to detour a little bit and do our bizarre food? Because I still want to do it, man. I was...
Do you?
I do. I'm not gonna... To be totally honest, when I was in the store today, somebody had brought up, like, the concept. I think Zach brought up the idea of possibly doing pet food as a bizarre food.
Yeah.
And I was totally on board.
Which was actually Christine's idea originally.
Well, thank you, Christine,
because
that's a funny-ass idea.
She was like, you should eat pet food. I was like, oh, that's actually not fucking bad. Yeah, that's
no,
that's
it's
a good
bit. My first thought was, I want to make sure that this is safe for humans.
Yeah.
Because you'd think there'd be a warning on the can or something if it's not, but I still wanted to Google it, so I was sitting in my TV history class today, and I looked up, is cat food safe for humans? And most of the consensus on the internet was, yeah, it's safe, but you got to be careful. I mean, think about a chicken fancy feast has feathers and chicken feet and claws and
it's not made for human consumption.
No, but you should probably be okay. And a couple of people I messaged, friends of mine, were saying, I don't think that's a good idea. That's dangerous. And I'm thinking, look, I'm not going to make a sandwich with it. I just want, like, it's just like one bite.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, that should be totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm in the aisle at the store today, and I'm looking at all the varieties of cat food. And in my head, I'm thinking, dude, I might not be able to do this one. Like, this
really?
This might be too gnarly. Yeah. I was getting a little nauseous looking at everything and thinking, this is fucking gross. Ryan, will you grab the can so we can take a look at
look,
it?
Look, if you have eaten...
It's in the cabinet where all of our stuff
is. If you've eaten
exists.
A fucking hot dog before, okay, you've eaten everything from asshole to eyeball.
True.
What's the worst that could be in there? I mean, come
no,
on.
No, I mean, granted,
it's
the...
It's not made for people, though.
But the...
What? So assholes and eyeballs are made for people.
But the FDA, in consideration, the...
look at this.
Let's take a look at the can.
The can is teal. That's delicious.
Okay, see, I wanted to look at this because they have the Fancy Feast meals, and a lot of them were just like beef and gravy. I'm like, dude, that's gnarly. And then I saw the Fancy Feast Elegant Medleys, were the same price. And the bargain buyer in me says, well, obviously I got to get the fancy. Like, you know, we may as well be nice. This is white meat chicken Tuscany with long grain rice and garden greens in a savory sauce. How could this not be great?
The fanciest of feasts.
I mean, this should be good, right?
Yeah. How could it not be? Hold on. Let me read that one more time.
Okay. White meat chicken Tuscany.
White meat chicken Tuscany.
Tuscany, yeah.
Tuscany chicken.
It sounds like an item you get on like an airplane if you're picking what you're going to eat. But,
yeah.
With long grain rice.
Long grain.
Long grain. And garden greens.
Garden greens?
Garden greens. And in a savory sauce.
And how much was this?
89 cents.
What a deal. It's like you're giving it away.
Right now.
Yeah. My lunch was way shittier than that.
Ooh, let's see what we got here. People are still messaging us about the Forward Me the Song. I'll try to shazam it. I might be able to do it after. And still, I wanted you to call in and tell us what you thought about the whole AJ thing. I wanted to take a call about that. So call us when you get a chance. In fact, if you can call us before I open this can of Fancy Feast, we can do it before the bizarre food. But do you want me to read off what's in this?
Yes.
Something, what kind of... All right. First of all, it says guaranteed analysis. Okay, I'm not even going to read that. What? Poultry broth, chicken, wheat, gluten, long grain rice, liver, meat byproducts. See, that's where it's going to get a little hairy. Spinach, cornstarch, modified artificial and natural flavors, turkey, salt, calcium. It doesn't sound that awful. Wait, are you going to try a bite, man?
If y'all do, I will.
All right, I'm going to do it for everybody else.
I'm going to do it.
I was really thinking this is just too gnarly, but now I've been drinking, and I know we're going to craps afterwards. And feel the can. It feels so light. Like, how much can really even be in there?
How bad could it be? It's made for cats, for fuck's sake. We'll be fine. Yeah. Jesus.
That's like a week's worth of food for a cat.
Mouse traps are made for mouses, and we snap that shit all the time.
That's an excellent point.
How bad could it be?
I snapped that on my ass meat. How bad can cat chicken meat be?
There might be ass meat in it.
There we go. Let's take a call. This is my sister, Ann Ebling. Hold on. Hey, Ann, you're on the status, bro.
Hey, how's it going?
It's pretty good. We're just looking at our bizarre food for tonight.
Yeah, sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, what do you think about AJ getting up and walking off? That was ridiculous, right?
I think that AJ is an extremely immature individual.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. You didn't even say anything, and you said that you'd tell John not to say anything or that you would hang up on him if he tried to.
Yes, I
don't understand.
I don't know how I could have tiptoed around it more that would... I don't know anything I could have done to placate him than what I did.
And in the end, it wasn't even a big deal when you guys played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you think I'm a huge dick now for coming back after the break and playing the music?
No. I mean, at first I wasn't sure, but... You know, AJ's going to overreact about it. If he can't laugh at himself, I mean, come on, what's he doing on the show anyway?
I firmly believe if you work in radio, one of the douchiest things you can possibly do is get up and walk off the show for something. And if it's for something extreme, then maybe it's somewhat warranted. But for that, that is ridiculous. He abandoned his teammates for virtually nothing.
Yeah, well, I guess it just goes to show that his investment in the show is not as great as...
It's minimal compared to the rest of us.
Right.
And I think that shines through on every episode. He doesn't want to talk about any of his personal stuff, really.
Right.
He shows up later than anybody. He does nothing to really try to contribute. But I do like him on the show.
Oh, wait. I'm going to stop you there because I do appreciate having him on the show.
Me too.
I think he does add something when he is participating fully.
Definitely.
But I also think he's unwilling to share a lot, which is a detriment.
That's true. I think AJ being a dick on the show, which he does a lot, is great for the show. That's a lot of the reason that I like to have him here. And he's been a dick to pretty much everyone, but nobody's ever really done anything dickish to AJ. And I feel even tonight I wasn't doing anything particularly mean to him.
I don't understand why it's such a hot button for him. And I guess his point was, if it bothers me so much, you shouldn't bring it up. But he needed to help you guys understand why it bothered him so much in order to keep any further discussions from happening.
I think you're exactly right. I feel like that's what I was asking him. That's what I wanted the discussion to be, is why does this bother you so much?
Yeah.
And
he perceived it as an attack.
I really wasn't attacking him, though. I mean,
no.
Now, during the break and when we came back from the break, I have been attacking him, but I feel like that was deserved.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I flew out the handle a little bit, but still, thanks, Anne. I appreciate you for calling and weighing in. We only got about 11 minutes left, so I want to dive into this gross food. We're going to try to eat this real quick.
All right, enjoy.
All right, thanks, Anne. Bye.
Jesus.
Bye.
Just scrape something together. By the way, Christine messaged me when Anne was talking. She totally fucking agrees with Anne.
With Anne?
Yeah, she's actually going to call in. Second. She was like, hey, I'll call in, but then Anne called. She was like, fuck it. She's saying everything I would say.
I was going to say, if Christine wants to call in, I will absolutely take that call.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
Let me grab a fork. Zach, I feel like we've been through a lot on the show. Do you mind just sharing a fork with me for this particular day? I don't want to...
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. I don't mind.
Oh, man.
We'll go with the spoon.
What Jesus. Happened, Ryan?
To be totally observant Holy and truthful hell. So far, this does not look that bad. Ryan, lean in, talking to my mic. What do you think? What does that look like to you?
It looks like what the ingredients said it was.
It's almost like, I have to be like a can of like tuna fish when you open a can. It's just like a can
that
of
is,
food.
That is not
you
for people,
You
want to
snag
though.
A picture that we'll never post?
You don't think that's for people?
That is not for people, though.
But. No? Zach, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I would happily go first, sir.
All right.
I like that.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah. maybe it's just because I've been drinking, but it smells delicious. I really do think so. It smells good. Right?
That's way better than some of the shit
we've It's
we
not bad.
For. There's actually chunks of rice in here. It's,
and a lot
like
of the,
full rice.
I a mean, lot of shit. The things we do on the show, I feel like the smell is almost the most off-putting part. A lot of times, the duck egg smelled like the duck egg smelled like diarrhea.
Yeah, you got the better camera.
The duck egg smelled like ass.
It really did. It smelled like rotten eggs.
Hold it out. Let me get a thing of this.
Which, while you're taking a picture, by the way, I was trying to think, what are all the bizarre foods we've done?
God, dude.
Crickets, larva, and the egg, and some fish stuff. I can't think of a lot of the other ones. Oh, we did the pork rind, the pork skin pickled. That was pretty gross. You done with your picture?
I think so.
You ready to take a bite? You want to dive into this beast?
Yeah, you want me to post
bad,
it?
To be honest with you.
You think the taste is going to be bad?
Yeah, I do. The taste is going to be...
But we're all going to try it. We're all eating off the same spoon.
All right.
I feel like the chances that you would catch anything gross in your body from us sharing a spoon are nothing compared to what might happen to you from eating this fucking
food. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. There's claws
God,
and
even
fur.
Think about
and...
That. We could legitimately get some kind of disease from this.
No, we'll be fine. I was reading this article about this guy who did a thing about how people can digest pet food. He was saying that
he's taking a small ass bite.
He was saying some pet food is actually legitimate and some people like to eat it. And he was saying, look, if you have a craving, try to limit it to like once a week, but the pet food should be fine. And
yeah, I almost want like, what is a small bite?
Look,
here?
The guy in that article said you could literally eat a baseball and your body could healthily pass it through.
That doesn't mean you should.
Well, no.
Oh, man.
Put a little on there and I'll tell you if it constitutes a bite.
Yeah. I'm like, what constitutes a good
that,
good
that constitutes
bite?
A bite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Absolutely.
Boy.
That absolutely constitutes a bite. God, that looks fucking gnarly. And make sure you really... I'm going to really chew it and really get the flavors. I'm serious, dude. I'm gonna do this for real. I'm gonna go Andrew Zimmern on this one.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Bottoms
for
up, fellas.
Thank you.
Fuck me.
His reaction is not that bad yet.
That was way better than I thought it would be.
I love it.
That is not bad.
Is it an elegant feast? Because, next time I'm going to get something
it's
more
pretty. Gross. It's pretty bland, but, dude, we've had way worse.
Ryan, do you want me to go next or you want to go next?
I'll go next.
All right. Here, lean into the mic. There
which is just kind of like tuna. Like, if you're eating tuna.
Which is weird because there's no fish in it, and almost all the cat foods had fish.
Yeah, well, tuna and I guess this shit are pretty similar. Come on!
Dude, seriously,
you
man.
You woman.
For real. What are you, fucking AJ?
Jesus.
All right, that's one.
That's it.
It's cat food. It's not Allied 5. You can handle more than a spoon. Dude, seriously, that's all you're going to do for real?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by that. Come on. All right, pussy. Should have done more. I'm going to do more.
Yeah.
I want to go like Zach. I feel like you
I was thinking, I was like, dude, maybe I should go like a quarter of the can here. Like, go big or go home.
No, what you think, what you had was what I would think would be an appropriate bite.
Ooh, you going from the bottom. Oh-ho! That's a big one.
Is that an appropriate bite?
I think so. Boy.
Kudos.
I was thinking about the funny bits where we would try food and you would finish off the rest, like with the crickets. And I was buying this and thinking, Zach is not going to finish this.
You ate crickets? You ate crickets on the show.
That was the first bizarre food?
Yeah, yeah. That was our very first
one. Crickets.
Like live?
No, they were dead. They were actually barbecue flavored.
I think we did three of those.
Bought them. Yeah. You bought them from the store.
I think we did three bugs, but I don't remember the third one. Crickets? Larva.
I don't think we've done another one.
No?
No. We've talked about doing others, but bugs are rough, dude.
Oh, we did those gross. Oh, they were shrimp, though. Never mind. That wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Go for it. Oh, man. Yeah, your reaction's totally, like, chill. Yeah. It's like it didn't even faze you. Yeah. Oh, look at you. Finish it off.
It's not in any way a bold or abrasive flavor at all.
No, it's like, bland, if anything.
I'm not going to lie. If it was a zombie apocalypse and I had a cabinet full of these, I would eat this for a snack every day, probably.
Yeah, I'd live off of that.
It's really not bad at all.
No, not at all.
I think what we need to go for next time is something more in the paste format.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I was thinking more like hard food, but paste is way worse.
They had some. They had a Fancy Feast appetizers, which were like cube chicken, like whatever. And I was like, that probably would be good.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to go for do? I'll do two if you do it.
I'll do it.
All right.
At this point, we got it. I mean, I know. Shit. This shit's tame. All right.
It's no Applebee's, but...
I almost feel like I should try to one-up your bite.
You can go and one-up my... Ooh. That's a...
It's a hearty spoon. That's a big mouthful, man. No, that's about half a spoonful.
That's a hearty bite right there, for sure.
Oh. I still don't want to do it. You still know it's bad.
I feel like, though, you could easily put it in your mouth and swallow it down all at once, but you got to really chew it.
Where's the fun in that? You got to savor it. Yeah,
yeah, you got to chew it.
Savor the flavor.
Once again, his reaction is fairly neutral.
Cats are so spoiled.
Ryan, you can do one more?
You know what? I'm going to duck out from this one.
fair enough. You took one for the team.
Is that a good bite?
What do you think, Ryan? Should you try to one-up my bite?
I can't one-up your bite. Your bite was a full spoon.
It was half a spoon.
Dude, this guy loves it. Look at his face.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I love it for the show. But...
There you go. Oh, man.
Is that good enough?
That's a great
dude,
one.
Dude, I don't know if I can do that.
You'll be fine.
All right.
There it goes.
Everyone's bites are
God,
so
I'm already thinking of the description for this show.
A good old Dodgers on this one.
Yeah. On episode 35 of the Status Pro Show.
It still kind of reminds me, like, if I feel like if I ate Campbell's soup straight out of the can, it would taste unlike this.
You feel like more it salty. You feel like it should be warm, right?
It's really more the concept than the taste that grosses you out, for sure.
You know, honestly, I feel it down in my stomach.
Anne says you like it, exclamation point.
I do, man.
You do not feel it in your fucking stomach.
I gotta say, it is not bad. It really isn't.
The taste is not bad.
I'm gonna pop this in the sink real quick.
Go for it. Let's see. The bros rag on AJ. They rag on AJ really bad. And then they eat a can of Fancy Feast.
Yeah, and he deserved every fucking second of it. I like the pet food thing. I don't want to do it every week, but I feel like I'll do pet food again.
Listen to some oldies. Discover a new band. Maybe that's what we did in the show.
Now, I remember this was Zach's idea. What made you go cat food instead of dog food? Is it because of the fishiness?
I think Christine said pet food. And I was like, what, like bacon strips? And she was like, no, like Fancy Feast. And I was like, Fancy Feast is fucking great, dude. That's so like classic cat food. If you said like Purina or something, it'd be like, you don't really know what you're getting. But Fancy Feast... Everybody knows what the fuck that is.
True.
It's canned fucking cat food.
You're right. When you told me Fancy Beast today, you're like, I was like, okay, that's what I'm going. Yeah. I'm going for the name
brand. This is an audio podcast. You automatically have a fucking image in your head of Fancy Beast.
And when the Elegant Medley was the same price as the beef and stew, how could I resist? You know? I had to go.
Oh, beef and stew. That might have actually sucked.
Yeah, it was like beef and stew, and then they had a chicken, but a lot of them were fishy, like salmon and chicken. And
yeah, we're gonna move off.
I figure we've done the fish enough. I needed to get some, but I would be willing to go a more gnarly pet food for sure. Something cheaper, but still 89 cents. Fuck.
I feel like we've been dancing around the idea of live food, and I don't know how we would do it.
Keep doing that. Let's keep that dance.
I feel like that is, like, the ultimate push. Like, if you had something that was making noise on the mic, and then you just, like, a crunch.
Zach brought up eating a live goldfish, but he was saying he was worried, like, PETA was going to be in our nuts.
Well, because I was on crack today, and there was an article about it, and it was, like, old fads that were big thing, like stuffing people in telephone booths and shit, and that was one, eating live goldfish. World record, by the way, for eating live goldfish, 300 live goldfish.
That is some impressive. Asshole.
I don't know
that guy is a dick. You kind of feel that swimming around him.
They must have been swimming down his shit. I don't
Seriously.
Know. But yeah, I was like, fuck, dude, we could do live goldfish. And then it's like, okay, one, where do we get that? Two, you don't really know a whole lot about that. There could be mercury and shit. I don't know.
I felt guilty, honestly. Like,
and
I would feel bad.
Yeah, I was like, somebody listening would be like, that is not fucking
It's like
okay.
eating a pet. I would feel guilty. And I've had fish before. I would feel bad.
Yeah, no. Live goldfish is bad.
Eating a live goldfish and then vomiting it into something is different.
Yeah,
but
hissing cockroach. Oh. Those make noise.
No way.
The crunch.
I could,
shut the fuck up. You wouldn't walk
I couldn't
out.
Do that, but I guarantee you could get that from
Where
a pet
would you
store.
Get
You can.
Oh, yeah.
You can get them.
Absolutely. Dude.
I wouldn't do it either.
There are animals that eat that.
No
that
way.
Eat those.
That would take me the whole hour just to think about working up to it.
First of all, I mean, people get bugged by spiders or snakes, whatever the fuck. I find cockroaches repulsive and disgusting to the highest order. I mean, they creep me out to... I can't even explain.
I'm sure they taste like ass.
No, I could not eat
them.
Even if it was a dead cockroach, I probably couldn't do it.
I couldn't do the cockroach. No way. That's where I draw the line.
Crickets were... That was pushing it for me, but those things were actually really fucking
good. The way the
good,
crickets
so.
And the larvae were, I could do that with almost any bug, I think.
Yeah,
the
crickets
spider,
were...
I would
crickets
do.
Are good, you said.
I finished the box.
It is.
The are they like Asian type?
Dude, the larvae...
They were barbecue.
I got
them
at Atomic
Candy.
The larvae honestly tasted like barbecue Fritos, kind of.
The larvae
were
fucking
like
good. They were like chips.
Yeah.
They had the consistency of chips. They tasted like flavored chips. It was...
And they're all one
We're sitting
piece.
Here eating. I'm like, fuck it, dude. Yeah. Like, pass me some more. They were good.
Where Zach said the crickets, I mean, the crickets are like the one thing I didn't eat. But you said they broke up in like so many parts that
they it feels
they fragmented
dude, they
like crazy.
They like shattered in your fucking mouth like a frag grenade. Like that shit went everywhere, like little pieces and shit.
Where the larva was more like a Cheetos puff.
Eating, yeah, once you get over that you're eating crickets, it's not fucking bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the biggest reason I finished in the first place. But I like to think that our first bizarre food was not the crickets. It was a communion bread. I like to think that was
true,
our first
actually.
One because it wasn't officially bizarre food, but it was like, what was it, like the second
episode? Dude, that was a nice
episode.
I joked about eating that on the air, and you like the next week you showed up with communion bread. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great moment in show history. And those things were terrible, but I mean, it was funny.
They tasted like nothing, but I would say between Zach, Corey, and I, we ate a good portion of them. Like,
we ate a bunch.
We had been hungry. Like, the communion bread. We were just grabbing handfuls and popping.
We made a joke in our very first show about. We were talking about religion and Catholicism and shit because you used to do that. And you made a joke like, next episode we'll have communion bread on.
I was like, is that disrespectful? I don't know.
Yeah, the second episode we did, we lost. It was the second episode we ever did and we lost it to fucking technical difficulties. It was gone.
Oh,
and so
fuck,
the third
right.
week
we
I happened to remember,
episode.
I was like, we said communion bread because I'd listened to that show a couple times and I was like, I should pick some up. So I went to fucking Mardell over by Best Buy. And I walked in and asked, and they're like, we have it. I was like, do I need some kind of license to buy it? They're like, no, it's like $7.50. I was like, great. And it was like 1,000 pieces, remember?
Yeah, you could have snacked on that forever.
Yeah, Jesus. That took me a couple weeks to get through those things, but I did eat them all. I was proud of myself.
I found it funny, though, my sister said, you like it about the cat food, and then said, Charlie, which I think is a reference to Charlie Kelly on Always Sunny. Like, they eat cat food in refrain. Like, they actually like cat food. That's the kind of cat food I want, like the District 9 kind of, like the pasty cat food. I want to have to eat that. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, that'd be rough. Speaking of paste, you remember what I mentioned Monday?
Wait, what?
Monday, I was like, maybe we should, kids eat glue when they're in, like, kindergarten.
I'll tell you
maybe
what.
Maybe we should bring in some Elmers and be like, hey, he wants to do a shot.
For the sake of the show and proving that guy right about the baseball theory that we can digest anything, I'll do a spoonful of glue.
I would do a spoonful of glue. Right. I wouldn't like it,
Elmers.
But I'd do it.
Elmers. I'm not doing rubber cement.
No,
Elmers is non-toxic.
Yeah, they'll pass right through you.
All right, for next week, everybody, we're going to do a little bit of Elmer's glue. Maybe the week after that. I don't know, but we're at 102, almost 103 right now. You guys want to go ahead and call it?
Real
you hungry?
What do you figure the odds are AJ will be back next week?
Man, AJ and I can work this out.
You
seriously?
Think?
That was
pretty bad.
He's really going to bail on the show for that? That is so gay.
I think he might.
Why? I guarantee you there's...
Maybe he wanted to.
Dude, if he was so sensitive that he was willing to get up and drive back from wherever the fuck he came from, which is apparently a big fucking deal.
It's 20 minutes.
I don't know. It's
I promise you he won't
me.
Listen to this.
I think he will.
No way.
I think he will.
No way.
If I walked out on the show, I would absolutely have to fucking know what you said.
AJ knows if we're talking about him, he will not listen. The same way he didn't listen when he didn't show up that one week with the rain.
Well, why do you say when we talked about this, Christine said Play-Doh. We should eat Play-Doh.
I would eat Play-Doh. I ate Play-Doh as a kid.
Did you?
Probably, yeah. I mean, not a lot, but
we should do Play-Doh.
It's really salty, you know. There's a savory quality to it that I can see the appeal. All right, we're almost blue. Doesn't really have much taste.
Bring you back fond memories.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. If I was on a show with my best friend and I was really sensitive about something, even if it was fucking stupid, and he knew I was sensitive about it, he brought it up anyway, and got to a point where I was like, "Fuck this, I'm out." I might work it out with you, but I would never come back in the show.
For the record, though, I didn't say anything that I hadn't already said before when I dived into that.
It was
tonight.
You spent 15 minutes.
Because he was so gay about it. I have brought up that topic before.
You're right, you have.
I've talked about our gay raps before.
And it was always very like, all right, you know, he went quiet, which is exactly what he should have done on this. But he got so fucking defensive.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, dude. There's so many ways. So much attention to it, we can't not address it.
He may call us children for doing whatever. No, but I disagree. Whatever he did, I mean, his reaction, every reaction he had to that was the wrong move. In terms of radio, in terms of friendship, in terms of, I mean, the camaraderie of our group here, of the show, it just goes against every kind of grain, and that bothers me. That sticks in my craw. It's going to bother me for a while, the same way it still bothers me, that episode where he fucking left after I bought all the shit for this
game.
It still bothers me.
He's going to get out because he's going to be like, I don't want, you know, listeners now think a certain way of me, and I can't come back from that. He's going to be really self-conscious. Clearly he's self-conscious about this. I don't know. Fuck. That's how I would feel.
The perception of the audience about him on this was no different before he walked off the show than it is now.
I would say if I got up and walked out of the show for any reason, it's probably about an 80%. No, I'd say 85% chance I'm not coming back.
See, then you're ultimate pussy, dude.
Yeah, but at least it'll eventually
on shows
get
like Howard and P&K, they did show. I mean, you come back. You have to.
Yeah.
If
right.
not, you are the ultimate Vagin.
You're right.
You really are. I mean, that is just so douchey. For us, he wants that to end the show. He's been on, what, 12 episodes? He wants that to be his legacy? That we casually tiptoed around and brought up this thing that he did, and then he got up and left, and that's it? That's his ending?
You're
that's
right.
his exit?
He knows how much we rag on, you know, previous cast members. If he leaves that way, he will forever be branded as that individual.
I will rain Allied 5 down on every aspect of social media I can possibly think of till the day I fucking die if he does not show back up here. Every day there will be an Allied 5 track shared on our Facebook page. I don't even care if it's those same three. I'll just recycle them through and through. I'll be like, hey, we're doing a show tonight. By the way, listen to this.
Yeah.
Take note of the balls and cock verse from AJ. Just kidding. That one's not even on there. But let's go ahead and call him, man. I'm ready for it. I don't even know if I can eat Applebee's anymore, but I'm ready to go.
Craps.
Yeah, craps.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
Our producer, talk loud, bitch.
Hey, what's up?
Why would you say what's up when we're ending the show?
Say good night.
Good night.
There you go. Good night. Do it. Quick. Loud.
Good night.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. We'll see you next week on the Status Bro Show.